Last week we looked at the book of Ecclesiastes and Solomon's search for the meaning of life. I want to continue a look at just a few verses from the book of Ecclesiastes, especially with everything going on in the country right now that seems to be focused on young people and riots and protest. The book of Ecclesiastes is an interesting book. At the end of the book, after Solomon, the great preacher, found that the meaning of life and all of his search for the meaning of life was vanity, we see that his perspective is of one who searched for that meaning of life. The preacher, that is, Solomon, examined wisdom, riches, pleasure, and he shared the fruits of his search with us. And what he said he saw was vanity, and what was good. To those who were young, he offered the following exhortations. In chapter 11 and verse 9, he said, "Rejoice in your youth." In the very next verse, he said, "Remove sorrow and evil from your youth." And in chapter 12 and verse 1, he tells the youth to remember God. And then he says in chapter 12 and verse 1 to reflect upon what is coming. He says, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come. And the years draw near when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" I doubt that many young people would take issue with the first exhortation here. They gladly rejoice in their youth. They're happy to let their hearts cheer them, to walk in the ways of their hearts and in the sight of their eyes. But what is left in that verse they may have trouble with: to remove sorrow and evil, to remember God, and to reflect upon what is to come. And doesn't that take the joy out of youth? Well, not really. And there are several good reasons why we need to remember God in the days of our youth. Youth has no guarantee of the future. Death is not a respecter of persons. Death frequently strikes those who believe that they are invincible, either through accidents, disease, or even war. In the course of our youth, we will see it time and time again. People who die from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Others may die at a very young age from cancer. And you may have a college roommate who just didn't wake up one morning. Their bodily functions may just simply have stopped. And you may know of people in your youth who were killed in car wrecks. I'm not trying to be morbid, and I'm not trying to scare people, but we need to face reality, because none of us are promised the future. In James chapter 4, verses 14 through 17, he says that life is truly just a vapor. A bumper sticker that I saw recently said, "Many who plan to repent at the 11th hour die at 10:30. And another thing we need to be concerned about as the youth is that the Lord is coming. He is coming in judgment. Peter tells us this in 2 Peter chapter 3. Paul speaks of this in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9. And the interesting thing about it is that when judgment comes, there will be young people in the judgment. And they will not have the benefit of a long life. And they will not have time to change their mind or their plans. So therefore, we ought to prepare for the future. And when you think about it, that is a sign of maturity. Even if one is blessed to live a long life, with plenty of time to change, there is another reason to remember God in the days of your youth. When you think about youth, a misspent youth can curse your future. The Bible clearly teaches that you reap what you sow. And that's an important principle of life to remember. That's what Paul wrote about in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. And what you do while young can permanently affect your future. Not just your future in eternity, but your future in this life. You know, when we're young, we think that we're going to live forever. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, when I read the obituary column in the paper, it seems like the people get younger each week. But misspent youth being a curse for the future, we need to remember that there is danger in sowing wild oats. sowing the seeds of rebellion. Young people are often inclined to rebel against all forms of authority. That's what we're seeing in the news right now. They rebel against their parents, they rebel against teachers, and they rebel against police and all forms of government. Look at the last couple of weekends that we've had here in the United States. The protests that lead to riots, and most of the people that are protesting are young by nature. Yet God has ordained that we submit to authority. So there is a problem here. Paul would tell us in Romans 13 to submit to the authority of the land. Peter would write about it in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 and 14. But rebellion against authority has caused many young people to spend time in prison. I mean, you look at everything that's taking place in our country, both locally and across the nation, and you do see young people being arrested. So there is danger in sowing seeds of rebellion, because that arrest will go against your record if you ever decide to mature sometime and get a job. But there's danger also in sowing seeds of lying. Many young people don't think anything about lying, but once you're caught in a lie, your credibility is shattered. Your word then means nothing, and people will no longer trust you. And this is going to have an adverse effect on your relationships and any future employment that you may have. And then we go back to the riots and everything in sowing the seeds of stealing. Shoplifting and other such crimes and looting are rampant among many young people today. And if you're caught, then others will be suspicious of you and will not be given positions of physical responsibility. In all of the rioting here recently, I watched a news clip of a young man that got caught stealing from a New Balance store. And they put him on the curb and had his hands tied behind his back with the wire ties. And the news people were there and they asked him, said, are you here for the protest? And he said, well, maybe a little bit. Well, why are you out here? I'm here to make money. So his idea of making money was to rob from people, to steal, to shoplift, to loot during a time of crisis. So we see that there is a misguided attitude about how to make money, but that's stealing. And he simply told these reporters that it wasn't a very bright way for him to think about making money. Another way that we can sow wild oats as young people is through the seeds of fornication. Sex among young people is very popular, and yet a lot of people don't consider the high price of fornication. Well, there's diseases, there's AIDS, there's syphilis, and there's other things, but then there's unwanted pregnancy that's often compounded by abortion. Or if you decide to keep the baby, then you have to decide, you know, how are you going to raise that baby? With the father in the life, or are you going to take, as a father, the responsibility of having to raise this child? It could lead to forced marriage, which oftentimes will lead to divorce, which has longer-lasting consequences. There's also sowing the seeds of drugs. They have a great potential for ruining our lives. So some people would say, well, what's so bad about drugs? Some are illegal, and through their use, you violate the laws of the land, Romans 13 and verse 1. Many can become addictive, and their use violates 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12. And others are destructive to the body, which violates 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Now, it's been said that most men spend the first half of their lives making the second half miserable. And that's why you need to remember God in the days of your youth. And when you do, then the following that we're going to talk about can be true. You see, a well-spent youth can bless your future. Compare the foolish and wise child. The foolish child does not remember God in his youth. The foolish child won't listen to the advice of others, and he has to learn for himself through mistakes, and invariably makes a mess out of his life. in his health, in his marriage, or in his career. And he will spend a good portion of life undoing foolish actions of his youth. And believe it or not, you will have to suffer some of the consequences of your actions. But the wise child remembers God in his youth. He's going to follow God's advice and the advice of others. He's going to learn from the mistakes of others. And he's going to begin a life with a solid foundation and a good head start. And they will be able to accomplish more good in life. And they will enjoy pleasurable memories and not cry about the past. Now, what a difference in the quality of life there can be when one makes the right choices while young. The wise child will show his wisdom. And he's going to do this by learning to respect authority, which begins with parents. We see Paul speaking to the Ephesian church about this in chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. We do this also by learning to control our body. Paul said that he did, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27. But we do this also by obeying the gospel in our youth, Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. And Paul would go on and write in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 24, that we do this by growing spiritually and bearing the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, and says, "Let no man criticize or belittle you for your youth, but you as a young man can be an example to the believers." And this is what is involved in remembering God while you're young. But it's interesting. No one can be forced to remember God in their youth. And we can only point out the dangers when one does not remember God. And we can remind you of the benefits of when you do remember God. I hope this lesson is going to encourage the young people, the young person, to make the right choice. But you know, one thing's for certain. Whether you remember God in your youth or not, God will remember. God will bring everyone into judgment for everything that you do, whether you're young, old, middle age, or whatever. The great preacher told us that in Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9. Now, this is why you should fear God and keep His commandments. Solomon said that's the whole duty of man. He said, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." He looked for the meaning of life in everything that he could look for the meaning of life in. And his conclusion was that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. You know, you only live once, and a lot of young people would say, "That's why I live the way I do." But you only live once, so the question is, will you make the right choice to remember God in the days of your youth? Thank you for being with me today. I hope that this lesson has made some positive impact on you or someone else. If you'd like to question me, you can look me up at thechurchateastside.com. That's the website for the church at Eastside. Or you can look me up on Facebook, or you can visit with us at the Eastside congregation. We'll meet this morning at 10 a.m. for services, and again this evening at 6 p.m., and we have opened back up for Wednesday evening at 7, and we meet at 1803 Madison Street here in Shelbyville. Again, thank you for being with me today.